Good morning. We are continuing with the various ways to avoid an ayin hara. And up until now, we've seen 9 different ways, which I'll go over really quickly. And then we're going to add one more today. So the first one is davar hasamoy min ayin, which means that something is under the radar screen. People aren't going to know about it, so they're not going to be jealous of it. So there will be no ayin hara. Number 2 is fish, dagim. They have a special power to avoid ayin hara. Number 3, birkas kohanim yavarach Hashem v'yishmerecha. That's the bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall protect you, including from ayin hara. Number 4 is the color techelis. Number 5, tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzil mimavis. Tzedakah saves from various ills and woes, including ayin hara. Number 6, Talmud Torah, somebody who's learning. Number 7, somebody who donates a sefer Torah, tefillin. Letzorach rabim, for the public need. And it's not only a sefer Torah and tefillin, but other items as well for those other people to use them. Number 8, tzitzis, and number 9, mezuzah. And today, number 10 is mida keneged mida. What does that mean? So, if somebody can act in a way to counteract that ayin hara is a negative, stingy eye. If somebody can be a positive individual, that would be a mida keneged mida. So, we're going to actually start with talking about a specific pasuk when Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Yosef. The bracha was, in fact, that there will be no ayin hara that can be sholet, that can control, can overcome Yosef. The pasuk says in the bracha of Yaakov Avinu to Yosef at the end of Sefer Bereishis, ben paras Yosef, So the drasha in the Gemara, when it says ben paras yosef ale ayin, don't read ale ayin, as rather read ole ayin, that there will be no ole ayin hara on Yosef. In fact, Rashi comments as follows: misuklakin min ha'ayin sheina sholetes b'hem, that the ayin hara will not have any impact on Yosef and his descendants. So the question is why, and there are various explanations why Yosef had this special power to not have any impact, that the ayin hara will not impact him. He'll be protected from the ayin hara. So we'll give 2 of the explanations to this. One is based on the Medrash. It said that when Esav was approaching with his 400 men, and he was about to see Yosef's mother Rachel, what Yosef did was he bowed in front of her in order to avoid Esav seeing her beauty. So when everyone was bowing down of the family of Yaakov in front of Esav, what Yosef did was he bowed in front of his mother so he would hide her from the eyes of Esav, so he would not see her. He would not see her beauty. And if he saw her beauty, that would cause him to be jealous and cause an ayin hara. And accordingly, we see that because of this mida of Yosef trying to protect his mother from an ayin hara, a mida keneged mida, he would have a protection from ayin hara. So he's trying to avoid ayin hara. He's protecting, he's sticking his neck out for his mother to avoid an ayin hara. Mida keneged mida, he's going to have a protection from ayin hara. So that's one explanation why Yosef has the special protection and his descendants have a special protection from ayin hara. The Kli Yakar gives a different explanation. He says as follows: Ki Yosef Atzadik, he has this schar that he won't have the ayin hara because he has a ba'al ayin tova. He is somebody with a positive eye. This is the language of the Kli Yakar. Ki kol ba'al ayin yafe nitzol ma'ayin hara. Anyone who has a positive eye will be able to be saved from an ayin hara. So that was the power of Yosef Atzadik. He had an ayin tova toward others. Mida keneged mida, he is protected from the ayin hara. So that is the mida keneged mida. Somebody who acts to protect others from an ayin hara, or somebody who has an ayin tova, positive eye, will avoid an ayin hara. So just one last point. This isn't really exactly on point about the mida keneged mida, that if somebody acts against an ayin hara, he is a positive person, he will be protected. But it's along the same line in talking about the power of Yosef, the ayin hara cannot be shol, it cannot come in control and impact Yosef and his descendants. So when Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha to the children of Yosef, to Menashe and Ephraim, so he says as follows: V'yavarachem b'yom uchu le'mor b'cha yivarech Yisrael le'mor yisim chalakim k'Ephraim v'Menashe. When in the future Jews will be giving a bracha to their children, they will give a bracha via you, Ephraim and Manasseh. And the question is, what's so special about Ephraim and Manasseh that Yaakov is saying to these two grandchildren, as opposed to the other grandchildren that he had, that when Klal Yisrael gives a bruch, it's going to be via you? Why not anyone else? And the one explanation, there are many explanations to this, but one along what we're talking about is that Yosef, and he gave to Ephraim and Manasseh, his children, the special power and their descendants, the special power to be able to avoid, not be harmed by an ayin hara. Accordingly, this is what Yaakov is saying. Whenever a parent in Klal Yisrael is going to give a bracha to their child, to a child of theirs, that is going to be subject to ayin hara. When you give a bracha to somebody, that is opening yourself up for an ayin hara. So the bracha is going to have an additional bracha. Whenever a parent is going to give a bracha to a child, it's going to have an additional layer of protection. If you say you should be like Ephraim and Manasseh, that the ikar bracha that the parent is giving is that it should be protected from ayin hara, just as Ephraim and Manasseh and their father Yosef were protected from ayin hara, so too this bracha that I am giving you, this bracha should be protected from ayin hara. And that's why it's specifically, when Yaakov Avinu is giving the bracha, he chose specifically Ephraim and Manasseh, because they're the ones from Shevet Yosef, the children of Yosef, who have this protection from ayin hara. Accordingly, that's the bracha of Yaakov Avinu to his grandchildren and to all Klal Yisrael. Whenever there's a bracha, when a parent gives a bracha to children, it should be accompanied by the special bracha of Ephraim and Manasseh, that the bracha that he's giving should not be subject to ayin hara. Have a wonderful day.